I'm Skillet, baby. I'm going to be on Infinite Vibes with my people. You feel me? Huh?
Yes, sir, Ski. You are tuned in to another edition of Infinite Vibes. Yes. I'm Moran, the man. Richest lady in the A, DJ B-Lax in the building.
Yes, what's up, brother? How you feeling?
Man, I'm blessed. I'm highly favored, man. We in the city with it. Vibes are good. Everything is great.
The vibes is here, baby. We got special, special guests in the building.
Super special, man. We in the presence of somebody who's super lit. Yes. He's clearly getting a lot of money. He came in looking like an 800 credit score. He's going through his phone right now because apparently he had a date, but then he came here because he's responsible, y'all. Please introduce yourself to our listeners, big dog.
I'm Skillet, baby. You feel me?
Yeah. D in the building. Yeah,
that's her.
Oh, that's her.
That's her. That's
make
what's
sure,
happening.
Make
man.
Sure baby girl get in here because this is what it's about. We got to take care of our ladies.
Absolutely.
Oh, you got okay. Let me scoot over just a little bit. No, you fine. I was like, it was late. And we gotta protect ourselves. Let's just be real out here. Look, we ain't out here slipping.
Yeah, yeah. Because
I feel you. Because I got mine too. I didn't bring it in, but it's in, it's ready. Yeah.
You had your phone too.
What you mean?
Your phone.
Your phone.
You had your phone.
Your phone.
My phone.
Yeah, you had your phone.
Okay.
Too.
Okay. Yeah. That I see part. What you're saying. Yeah. I got you.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how you feel a bit, dog?
I'm a 10.
You a 10?
Yeah, for sure. I'm ugly, but I'm a 10 on how I'm feeling, dog.
How you ugly?
I'm ugly. Men don't got to be cute, though.
Yes, they do.
Not for real. No. Dress nice.
That's
have
it.
Our shit together.
You think so? Why you feel that way, man?
Man, that's just how it be. You don't got to be cute to get no girl.
I feel like anybody don't need to be cute. But yeah, you
no,
do.
The girl got to be cute.
The girl got to be cute. So it's other girls that get love too, though.
Yeah, but not for me.
Not for you?
I ain't gonna determine who ugly or not, though. Yeah. Everybody right. Beautiful.
Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. But is it going off energy or is it going off fat ass titties and energy?
Fat ass titties and energy. I like that. That's a song title.
The girl, Lotto got a big dick energy song, and I got fat ass titty energy. So if she get to judge you off big dick energy, I get to judge you off fat ass titty.
You gonna make a song about that? I just want to hear it. No?
Cause then a lot of people that ain't got that not gonna like me, and I don't want that.
Why you care about what they talking about?
Yeah.
It's the brand. I know you're serious about his. I know, no, you give me serious about your brand vibes.
For sure.
Yeah, like you, your image, and I think you spoke about that. You were saying that like your image is important to you. So where does that stem from? Like your image being important to you?
It's just like what you're selling to people. Like you feel me? You gotta sell something to people. Like you gotta have your target audience. Like that's important. Like branding is important. That's like. Determined if you $1,000 nigga or $1 million nigga.
Nah, that's facts.
Nah, that's real deal, Holyfield, that's man. So, you know, you front of D. True story, man. We was going to bring some Faygo soda just to show love. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what y'all known for. But we couldn't find no pineapple Faygo anywhere, man. You bought it all?
What?
The pineapple Faygo.
Did I buy one?
Did you buy it all? Because we was literally trying to buy some and bring some.
I don't really drink Faygos, though.
Oh, really?
And when people get Faygos, they get cream soda, for real. Mm. People be getting cream soda. That's what a lot of niggas from Detroit get.
For sure.
But they drink lean, I don't drink lean.
You do the opposite.
What?
What people do.
Yeah, I don't do drugs, smoke weed. I don't drink, I don't do nothing.
That's real. That's why his face so clear. Like, you give me, you're young, you're 20.
Yeah, 24.
You 24?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I thought you was younger than that. So you actually older. So you just done went through life and you understand that you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah. That's important.
You also got the buffs on, right? Is that a Detroit thing?
Yeah.
Like, I like that shit, though. That shit hard. Like, it's like the perfect glasses. Like, and then they got the frame. Mm-hmm. But it's like gold or like, yeah.
You fuck with it?
Yeah, I fuck with it.
Yeah.
So, where did it come from?
What? The buffs?
The buffs, yeah. Like,
oh, everybody niggas been doing that, wearing the buffs in Detroit for ages. Like,
yeah.
This is what they do.
That part. Wow. I mean, you know, Detroit right now, y'all are just on fire when it comes to the music scene, from hip hop to R&B. So, how does it feel for you to just be a part of this new wave of just artists?
I feel good for real, for real. I feel blessed for everything. Like, I just feel like God be blessing me, and hopefully I keep getting blessed.
That part.
Yeah. You believe in manifestation?
Yeah. I manifested that somebody's gonna come to the studio and they put it.
This is very true.
Okay. Tell us about it.
Tell us all
about
it.
Talk to us.
How did this happen?
I seen somebody I told them to come to, let's take, go on the date. I prayed about it, and then I prayed about them going to come to the studio, and then they magically were standing at the door.
That's hard, man.
To surprise you.
Swear to God, too.
Dang. So you got on your knees and was like, hey, God, is this baddie, man? Like, I'm trying to take out the two.
She the one out the two.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I hope you have an amazing time tonight. I'm just throwing that out there, man.
Oh, he is going to do that.
Yes. No, I already had my amazing time. Swear to God, I told you when I'm date.
Oh yeah, you heard it.
That's what I'm saying. So growing up in Detroit. Talk to us about your upbringing in Detroit, because you know, we only know so much about your city through the music. Right. So what was it like for you growing up in Detroit?
It was wild, but it was fun. Like, you got to know where you're going. Like, you know, like, if you know, like, the lay of the land, you just, it's fun to you. But if you, like, don't know what you're doing, then you're going to be lost in the sauce. But, like, it's fun, but it's wild. Like, you know, but, like, the most fun you're going to have is when you got to make fun up. Like, when you, like, got everything or got a lot of stuff, that should be fun, but it'd be, like, made. The stuff I enjoyed the most was like coming up, having to force myself to have fun. Like, you feel me? Like, come up with certain shit, creative stuff to have fun. Like, making something out of nothing. Like, that was fun. Like, that was really fun.
Mm-hmm. Versus like you just having access to it.
Yeah, like I don't want to struggle by any means no more. Yeah. But like, struggle fun is the most fun. Like, you know. You coming up playing hide and seek, like you playing all type of shit. Like,
right.
We running, racing, we playing motherfucking Chinese jump rope, all type of shit.
Right.
You feel me?
It seems like you had a childhood for real. Like,
for sure.
I feel like that's what the kids today is missing. It's like being outside, how we were, like riding our bikes. Like, we ain't had to worry about, well, you know, this stuff happening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we was able to be kids and be outside and play with our friends and go spend the night with.
Stuff was happening back then too, though.
Right.
It's just
that's what I was saying.
It's a different world. Like, stuff was happening. Bad stuff was happening, but like, it was just a different world. It's too much access to stuff now. Like, people got phones and shit. Like, so, like, I can reach you through my phone. I don't gotta come knock on your door. So,
right.
Yeah. I don't gotta come outside.
That part, man. Right. So, you know, you said that being in Detroit, you had to create your own wave and create your own fun. So do you think that kind of helped you become an artist?
Yeah, for real. Like, everything helped me become an artist, though, because I be, like, inspired by, like, a lot of stuff. Like, people, I'm inspired by everything and like, everybody. So, like, all this should be like this right now. It inspired me, like, to do more.
Who inspired you to rap, like, as far as you being an artist?
Lil Wayne, the most. Like, that's my favorite rapper of all time.
Hey, so I got to ask you this, man. So, Lil Wayne, your favorite rapper of all time. Mm-hmm. Which Carter do you think is the best one?
The Carter 1.
Carter 1, okay.
The first one, okay.
Okay.
And then it's Carter 2. He started, like I like Carter, all the Carters, but Carter 1 and Carter 2, that he just bar for bar was that. Fireman was that, man. BMJ was that, all type of shit. He got crazy shit. So, like, but No Ceilings really my favorite. Like,
yeah, that was the one he dropped like right before he got locked up. Right?
Yeah,
No Ceilings when he did Everybody Beat in the World.
Yep. And killed that shit.
They songs look weak.
Nah, that's real. He was definitely the king of doing that. Have you met Weezy yet?
No, I seen them before.
I seen them.
Met him like I've been in like. At a basketball game, and he was across the arena. But that was enough for me.
So before you got in, we was having a conversation amongst ourselves about having fan moments. Because you see yourself having a fan out moment with Lil Wayne, when you get the opportunity to just meet him, because it's going to happen for you.
I don't think I'm going to have a fan out moment. The only person I ever would have been fanned out about was Kobe.
That's real.
I cried when he died. I ain't even know the man.
That's deep.
He impacted you like that growing up. Was you a hooper? Or? Mm-hmm. What you play? Point guard?
Yeah, I played one.
Okay. So you was quick. You had the handles. You was like, really? It's like nothing to you. Like, yeah, that's what it was. Like, you just your personality. It's cool. Yeah. Like, you're cool. I fuck with you. You're funny.
You don't fuck with me.
No, you funny. That shit
bold,
you got
bro.
A comedic like vibe.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit bold, bro. I ain't even do nothing to it.
No,
<bro.
laughs> No, I just the swag. I hear you.
You a real Detroit nigga,
yeah,
dog.
I fuck with it.
You, you are a Detroit nigga. Right. Like, your swag, everything about you is Detroit.
For real.
100%.
I got to ask, though, because you, even though you're 24, mm-hmm. I feel like, did BMF, because, you know, right now they're highlighting the success of, mm-hmm. like, the organization and then the downfall and shit. But, like, back then, even though you was born in the 2000s, did you hear about that like, that street shit with them?
Everybody heard about it. Like, we're in Detroit. Like, you can't say nothing wrong about Big Meech to this day. Like, I ain't gonna say if you say something bad gonna happen to you, but it's just like a thing you don't do. Like, you don't, like, he like the ultimate street nigga to us. Like, right. You feel me?
He like the godfather of the streets, like, for real. In a D.
Yeah, like, we think he the, like, we don't think like he the biggest gangster violent nigga ever, but like, you know, it'd be like, we hustlers there, so mm-hmm. the fact that he did all that hustling, that shit motivate us. We like that shit.
Mm-hmm. Cause you have to have some type of, I feel like, it's the hustle and it's the brain. It's the thought process behind it. It's the leadership. Like, he was, even though it's not legit business, the way that he did it, if it was a different product, he would have been straight. Right.
It was legit business.
It was legit business.
It was, for sure. Legit, it was legit business. Right, okay, we gotta innocent. Say, it was legit business.
They was,
but
innocent. You know
what I'm saying? To switch the product up, it would have been further out. Like, I feel like,
they was Lazy. Innocent.
They was innocent.
Not facts. Freedom, for sure.
Shout out to Big
I don't
Meech.
Believe somebody should be locked up for a year for the shit that they killed up my life.
He was innocent.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
That shit bold. Free Big Meech. Y'all know y'all did wrong, man. He was innocent, man.
I don't believe in that shit. Like, flying. Like, if you're a part of the criminal shit, you how know, you gonna lock people up because of that? No, I just feel like the government just played our people for real. Like,
you know who I think should be in jail?
Who?
Like, rapists and niggas like that. I don't think, like, because you, whatever you did, some other shit, you should go to jail. I think
rapists. And they
rapists,
get the last time.
Like rapists. Like, why? Like, yeah. Them type of niggas, they should be in jail. Like, go rot. Like, yeah.
That's real.
Absolutely, man. Mm-hmm. So outside of just Lil Wayne, like, do you have any other musical influences?
Anita Baker, Michael Jackson.
Anita Baker, okay.
I like that one.
The Gap Band. Mm-hmm. Okay. A lot of people, I listen to Halsey.
Oh, wow.
I listen to Adele.
Okay.
Ed Sheeran. Mm-hmm. I listen to a lot of stuff, though. Let's go. For real.
That's what's up. How is Atlanta treating you? We here in Atlanta, by the way.
I'm having fun, for real. And I just love Atlanta, for real.
This your first time, like, actually moving around as far as, like, pushing your product and your brand?
No, I be here all the time for, like, work. Like, I be doing stuff, but, like, there's, like, a fun work trip. Like, it usually just be feeling like work. This one was, like, a fun work trip, so I was having fun, too.
You hit the strip club?
We can say that.
Yeah, we can say that. Even if you brought it to you, we can say that. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But you got that experience.
For sure.
It ain't nothing like it. I'm sorry, we done been to KOD in Miami. Yeah, like, yeah. It was a different experience. It was still some baddies, but it was just little hungry,
ain't like
desperate for money vibes. But a lot of shit different.
Swear to God, it's just one dancer here. So fun.
Where you meet her at?
Which one?
I was about to say, which one?
Allure.
Allure. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, they got the baddies.
Allure trap is real.
Mm-hmm. Don't fall in love, please. You're going to get hypnotized. They be bad.
Swear to God, too.
You're going to be hypnotized.
How much money you spend in Allure?
I spent a couple dollars. But, like, this time, they gave me money.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's
good. Yeah, they gave me money to throw. Like, but every time I go in there, I throw some money, though. But I know Henny. He gave me some money this time.
Yeah. That's dope, man.
Not for real.
For sure. What kind of mental space are you in as far as being in the music industry? Because you are 24, but, you know, we all work in this business together. We know that it can be a lot. So,
no, I understand it's business. So I don't take nothing personal. Business is business. Black and white. Like, if you say this, I expect you to do this. If you don't, all right, it's no deal.
Okay.
That's real. So you're really strictly business with this.
Yeah.
It's nothing personal.
Like, I don't really have rapper friends or stuff like that. Like, I be cool with niggas that rap and shit like that, where they be like, all right, we cool. I don't expect you to do nothing for me. I'd rather pay you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's contractual. I don't really, like, be taking nothing personal, for real. Niggas be having their friends. If I ain't grow up with you, I don't really take nothing personal you do.
No, that's facts. No, you that's... got your day ones with you in the studio right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How important is that
I
for you?
I hang with all older niggas, though. Like, okay. Them niggas old. Like...
They OGs. Like they OG. Could be your daddy old or...
No, hell no. Uncle. My daddy was old as fuck when he had me. He had me like
my parents 52. Was old as fuck, too. Yeah, my dad was like 48, 49.
Yeah. So, them niggas ain't old enough to be my daddy, but they old. Like, them niggas are old.
They like unk vibes.
Like, unk.
Mm-hmm. 30, yeah. 30, but you need that type of... Moran not my aunt, but he my brother.
Nah.
I mean, he is some older vibes. He older than his body.
Nah.
He ain't old, though.
Old, bro.
It's cool.
My brother, God, you look young, nah. Bro. No cap. Don't cap me down.
I'm not capping you down.
Don't cap me down.
I ain't capping you down. I ain't capping you down, but you know.
No cap.
I'll
it.
Say this. I do got an old song, though.
For real. Yes. I understand you then.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. a lot of stuff, even when you were saying, you know, your influences like the Gap Band, I'm like, bro, you 24 coming like this?
Nah,
yeah.
For real.
So you clearly had to have been raised by some real OG.
Yeah, my daddy was 52 when he had me.
Yeah. That's so, how it be for us. The kids that had older parents, we really are some old souls for already.
Hell like, yeah.
That's how it be.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of your goals within this thing, man? Because you buzzing, you on fire. We saw that you was at Rolling Loud
mm-hmm.
for the autumn damn people. Like, what are some goals, like some things that you just got to do before? So,
I just want some plaques and some awards for real and a lot of money. And I want to be able to help other people. Like, I'm helping other people, but I want to be able to help other people. Like, I want my influence to be like, if I say it, like, it's gold, like, mm-hmm. it get done.
Dope, man.
Like 200K per occasion type vibe, like yeah like, big bad.
That's cool too, like 200K. Mm-hmm. But I want to be like, if I shout somebody out, nigga, they could go viral, like they ass rich. Like I want to be that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean you're definitely on that path because we was looking at some of your stuff via your TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you post things, they go viral instantly. You freestyle. Why
YouTube
do you freestyle
going crazy.
And take them down? Like why do you do that?
I don't know. That's I don't freestyle for the public. I freestyle because that's what I be wanting to do. So it don't be like I want to go viral. I be doing that shit because it be fun to me. Like I just told them, they like, I don't do that shit just because I want to post something to go viral. It just happened to go viral. But like, I don't even control my TikTok. I don't even go on there. My label do.
You on Instagram?
I'm on Instagram. Yeah. But
so if they get a DM from you, is you on Instagram?
Instagram? Yeah, but you probably won't. Like, I don't be DMing people like that. I got to really, like, it got to be something for, like, I don't be DMing people like that.
What your DMs looking like with the ladies? What's the, I know the ladies in there.
Not for
they
real.
They not in there for real?
No.
Okay.
Nah, because, you know, he on a date. Nah, not for real.
Not for real, for real?
Not for real.
That makes sense. You know what I'm saying? What's they for play?
What?
You said not for real, so they
not
playing?
Not for real. I don't even know. I'm only like interested in one person right now.
That's what's up. Okay. I like that. That's hard. Yeah. You started smiling.
Cap it. Nah,
that's what's up. That's good. That's how it's supposed to be. But you're enjoying yourself. You enjoying where you at right now?
For sure.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Yeah. Like, for real.
For sure.
Yeah.
If you could share with our listeners, like, when it comes to chasing your dreams, what is one of the lowest moments that you had to bounce back from?
When, like, being shot down or?
Is it like, you know, while you're trying to become what it is you're trying to become, like, damn, man, fuck this shit. I don't think this rap shit for me if you had anything like that.
Man.
Talk to my phone.
I don't know off the top of my head. I've been shot down. Like, I didn't, like, I don't know. For real. I done been, like.
Talk to the mic.
Oh, I done been, like. Like, I don't know. For real, for real. I don't know. I got shot.
Word, well, that's something big to bounce back from.
Where you get shot at?
In my side.
Damn.
Do you still get it? They had to remove the bullet? Or?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
Still inside you?
Mm-mm.
No.
It was like a graze vibe or something?
No, it went through.
Damn. Oh, damn. Okay.
It's gotta be the glory, man. You still here?
Nah, for real. How did you bounce back from being... So, describe the situation. Like, how did it happen with you being shot?
Got shot. I got shot, but that's all I can say. But the next day, I was in the club, so I'm really fucked up in the head.
You really didn't give a... Because you was like, fuck it. They in the same neighborhood? Is that what you're saying? In the same city? You was in your city?
Yeah, I got shot.
Okay.
Yeah. The next day, I went to the club. Laughing and shit. Like a dumbass, for real. Bandaged up, bullet hole. I'm really fucked up in the head, dog.
I mean, you can't be too fucked up if you heal with all this success.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you say you fucked up, or did you just kind of just accept the fact that you made it and you just moved on with your life?
What you mean?
Like, Because some people might say that's fucked up, but others might look at it like, man.
That's probably the best bullet that ever happened to me, for real. Like, you know, people like drama and controversy, so sure, they start paying attention, now they listening. Right. So.
Oh, you talked about it before?
No, I ain't really talk about it. Like, I don't talk about the situation. I ain't about to tell nobody about me getting shot, for real. I tell you I got shot, but all that other shit.
Right.
That shit, I got shot.
You smart. You're not incriminating yourself. Hell, I understand what you're saying.
You not, yeah. But you lived through. You made it. You got signed. You out here winning, King.
Oh, no, I'm blessed, for real, for real. Mm-hmm. I'm blessed. I can take care of people. I'm happy. Like,
that's special.
I ain't fucked up. Like, I'm happy, genuinely blessed. Like, you feel me? Right. I just want to date with a beautiful girl.
Congratulations.
You
feel me?
Beautiful lady. Ooh, yo. Okay.
Congratulations. Where'd you take her? We just curious. Where did y'all go?
We in the A with it. What'd you bring her?
I can't tell y'all, because y'all might try to take y'all people on a date.
What's wrong with that? You ain't going to tell us about behind the camera? Behind the camera? Nope. No, not even behind it?
Nope.
Damn, that fucked up. Right.
Typical Detroit, man. Keep all the vibes to themselves.
I got two folks. I ain't going to lie.
But I understand what you mean, like, with you looking back at it, you like, that shit was dumb as fuck. I'm really crazy. But you feel like you're getting better with time with how you thinking about things and going about situations?
Yeah. I just really, like, I ain't going to lie, like, that situation, I just move different. I'm smarter. I'm working. Like, before then, I was just young, wild, doing shit. Like, now I just be like, I be careful who I got around me, all type of shit. It wasn't nobody, like, you feel me? But it wasn't no situation like that. It just be like, I be careful with my time and my energy. Like, I'm big on energy. Like, I be, like, protecting my peace, for real, for real.
Sure. Protect, like, your peace, King.
Going into that one mental space.
Nah, facts. You got to.
Yeah, man.
We're going to, like, the vibrations. Like, I feel like whatever you're receiving, you're going to put out, right? Mm-hmm. So I just feel like you got to surround yourself around it.
Mm-hmm.
This shit is.
Absolutely, man.
I like this dude,
I fuck with him, bro. We fucking with you, you know. Hey,
the
shit.
D is in here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Detroit is in the house. We fucking with you. Congratulations to you on all your
congratulations.
Success.
Congratulations.
Appreciate you, too.
Definitely.
Sure, so, like, one thing about us before we wrap, we always like to encourage our guests to provide positive words of affirmation. So, what is some advice that you can provide to anybody that's on their way, big dog?
I mean, keep knocking on that same door. It's going to open.
Bars.
Big bars.
I had one question.
Go ahead.
So you did recently drop a video with Tay-B and Baby Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, with y'all being from the D, is that important for you to, like, lock in with other guys that you know?
I grew up with them. Tay my cousin,
though. But I figured, like, you knew them.
Tay my cousin. Like, that's my cousin. But Baby Bunny and me and Tay, we grew up together. So it's like, that shit ain't really nothing. Like, we got songs together. We really probably gonna do a tape together.
That makes sense.
Can't wait. And we also heard that you got a tape coming with T Grizzly too.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Exclusive.
We like that.
Yes. You
know, shout out to T Grizzly. Yeah. Real good.
Y'all
dude.
Holding it down for the D. Fuck with it.
For real, you fuck with it.
Cause I hear dudes from like Phoenix, Arizona and stuff like that. I hear like them rap and it's similar, like that West Coast vibe, but y'all Midwest has their own vibe though. They got a little West Coast to it. Why it's the Midwest, but it's their own vibe. Like, it's not like West Coast. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
So I fuck with it.
Yeah, we fuck
it's
with you.
It's original.
Mm-hmm. So cold in the D. But hey, man.
Hey.
Congratulations to you on all your success, bro.
Yes.
Appreciate you.
You coming back, though? Like, I know you finna blow up and get Grammys and shit like that, but like, are you gonna come back to see us?
Yeah.
You gonna vibe with us?
Mm. You gotta set it up.
Okay. Yeah, let's set
I
it
came,
up.
But it was really hurtful that I was late.
It's okay.
Is
she bad? We cool with it. If she treats you good, we cool with it.
Smoking Joe.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. Gun smoke.
No pun intended. Well, congratulations to you, bro. Hey, keep rocking. Keep doing your thing. Just know that we fuck with you. We want to continue to see you win. And hey, man, victory. That's all you, man.
It's good, too.
Shout out to Detroit.
Yes,
the Fab Five, Jalen Rose. Shit. Anybody that's doing anything in Detroit, y'all keep doing y'all, man. Please give our listeners your social media. Let them know how they get in contact with y'all. That's on Big Dog.
You can't get in contact with me, but my social media is _SkilletBaby. You can follow me on all that. Listen to me on all platforms. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And you can check me out on Dash Radio. You feel me?
Yes,
sir. Good interview with my people. You feel me? I was late, but it was a mistake. I don't be late. I don't even like that. I was late. It was a good reason though.
Nah, I mean,
I couldn't show up on time, folks. I couldn't. I ain't gonna lie, folks. Yeah. I couldn't show up on time to this one, bro.
You knew you was gonna be late.
I couldn't. I had one opportunity. I had one job.
Yeah, one job.
I had one job. I had to get it done. For
okay.
No matter what, it all costs.
Right. Was the mission completed though?
Drop everything. Come quick. Craig's in trouble.
Right.
Swear to God.
I feel you.
Had to.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad it worked out, man.
Man.
You deserve it all. You deserve the money, the baddie.
That part.
Everything.
Welcome to the winning team.
Absolutely, man.
That part.
Thank you.
Okay. We out, y'all.
Hey, man. Infinite vibes. Thanks for the pull-up, King.
Thank you all for having me.